You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research by Unitech has revealed that students are struggling to juggle work with study while paying the bills. The You Matter survey canvassed nearly 2,000 students and found over half were working more than 15 hours per week. Yet it also found nearly a third of students have considered dropping out because of the strains of the work-study life. Alison Dow, Manager of Student Engagement and Experience at Unitech, says the findings were unfortunate but not a new development.
We've had increasing foot traffic to our services over the last few years. We've noticed a trend upwards in all that area. But I think what the surprise is the extent and the breadth and depth of the issue that our students are facing. So it's having a really good understanding now of how far that reaches, if that makes sense. The number of students that are struggling to make do on, for example, a student allowance and just not being able to cover the basics is quite extraordinary, really.
Yeah, and I mean, it even goes as far as, students expressing the need to drop out because of how high the pressure is.
That's right, and in most cases they're considering dropping out because of financial circumstances, which often add to other stresses. And I mean, it's a stressful life being a student. They've got a lot of extra, a lot of work to do, getting through all of the study and all the rest of it. So the financial struggle makes it an additional burden. We know that a lot of students have dropped out because of the financial issues. We're not sure of the complete number of that, but it is a concern to know that a lot of students are considering that at least at some time during their study career.
So what does Unitech feel they need to solve this issue? Because obviously, we've seen similar trends across the country, but Unitech in particular, I mean, the Union of Students Associations was telling me that this is much higher than they've seen elsewhere. I mean, do you have any idea of what needs to be done with this research?
I think the research is showing us that students, particularly those who are first in family, and older students have got a particular struggle to make ends meet. They are often looking for better outcomes for themselves and their families and their communities. So trying to figure out how to make do on a student allowance that averages out at about $170 once you've paid for your rent, not being able to afford to run a car, trying to top up your hop card, even making a decision around, can I afford the copying for my assignments or do I need to buy a loaf of bread is a big issue for a lot of students. So I guess it's a responsibility of all of us to think about how we can make this work, particularly for those students. And it's a combination of thinking about the role of the community, the student, government, Unitech, tertiary providers. How can we all work together to make it work best for students? So we've got a number of initiatives underway we've had them for a while. We have hardship grants. We have a study awards for unexpected additional costs. We have an emergency food supply, and our student council works with us, and they've made a contract with Kiwi Harvest and making sure that students get fed. Some of our departments are working on that too. They're providing breakfasts for students, for example, in our performing arts area. Those students need a huge amount of energy if they can't afford the food to do the dance and drama studies. That's a big worry. So I think now that we know the extent of the problem, we need to recognise it and figure out what are the ways we can all work together to resolve this for the students.
Right, but you feel that this is likely to be best solved with a student allowance, a raise in the student allowance, or maybe even an opening to more students to offer this?
I think we've got to look at how much the student allowance can support a student. If you're working on $170 a week, either as a loan or a student allowance, and a rent in Auckland is possibly $250. There are lots of issues that arise as a consequence of that. You're probably going to have to share accommodation that may be quite crowded. That limits your opportunity to study in quiet areas. We're trying to make sure that we've got quiet study areas available to students with the kind of buildings that we're developing at Unitech, so they've got spaces to study, but that doesn't always resolve the issues at home.
Right. So, I mean, have any of these conversations started yet? You mentioned the government. Has there been any discussions yet with them?
I'm not aware of any specifically around that, no.
Right. But, I mean, they've kind of, I mean, we've had Minister Goldsmith come out and say that there's basically an expectation that, that students will work along alongside their study. I mean, over half of all full-time students at Unitech are working more than 15 hours per week. So do you think there's a lack of communication between what the actual problem is and what the government thinks it is?
I think for our students at Unitech, it's a pretty complex problem in terms of having to study, work, and combine that with families, in particular for our older students. So we have situations where students, for example, might be required to go on a placement, and that might mean that they can't work for that particular period of time because they've got to do their placement hours. They may have childcare expenses and additional petrol costs and things like that to actually look through. So every context is quite complicated for our students. We can certainly help resolve that to some extent when students can't plan ahead for those things, but it's a very complicated issue that I think we all need to look at and figure out how we can best support that.
Is Unitech concerned that it might lose students? I mean, obviously this is about looking after the students that are already studying there, but I mean, is there concerns that if this is left untouched, that there will be a drop in students?
Of course we're concerned. I mean, we know, as I said before, that the students have considered leaving. So the survey was done with students who've stayed. It's very difficult to get in touch with students who have left to find out whether financial pressures have been the main cause of that, and I suspect that that is the case. And of course, at the moment, we are all looking at declining student numbers across, you know, because of demographics and various other factors. So if students can't afford to come and study or can't afford to stay studying, the outcomes for them and their families and the community and the wider New Zealand are going to be at risk.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was Alison Dow, Manager of Student Engagement and Experience at Unitech. Now, the New Zealand Union of Students Associations says Unitech's findings shows there's a clear need for the student allowance to be increased. It currently extends to $218 per week, but NZSU wants it to cover the rent of at least 40% of tertiary students living in New Zealand. However, Tertiary Education, Skills and Employment Minister Paul Goldsmith has already said he expects students to make their own financial contribution on top of support from the government. I spoke with NZUSA President Jonathan Gee about what Unitech's survey showed.
We talk a lot about tertiary education being a way out of poverty, but so many students are getting into poverty in order to get through their tertiary education. So, yeah, we definitely see the struggle here, and some of the results in this Unitech survey are much worse than the results we got from our survey a few months ago.
Right, and your survey, that was more of across the country survey?
Yeah, so that was across the country, that's right. And one of the findings there was that we found that a third of students did not have enough income to meet their basic needs. Here in this survey, the Unitech survey, it's found that over half of students have had, you know, a similar sort of statistic question around having enough income to meet their living costs over the last 12 months. And it's much worse that they've divided up with demographics like Māori students too. Over two-thirds of Māori students expressed that same struggle. So you definitely see that actually either the situation's got much worse over some, you know, last few months, or that the issue is much more, intense in Auckland and for those who are of Māori and Pacifica descent.
Right, so that's could be to do with the rising rents that we've been hearing about as well?
Yeah, I think, yeah, that's definitely one reason for it. The fact that, you know, the average rent price for a room in Auckland Central is now over $250. When you're getting the student allowance and accommodation benefit, if you're getting it, that's $218. So it barely, you know, that that student support barely covers your rent, let alone the food that you need on the table, any other sort of basic necessities such as sanitary products. So, you know, there's a real concern and there's a real tight squeeze for a lot of students.
And that's ultimately what you want to see change, the student allowance. You want that to be increased.
Yes, that's right. So we want that to be increased significantly to at least, you know, allow students who are living in Auckland, and there are 40% of tertiary students who live in Auckland, to be able to afford their rent. So we're pushing for an increase, but what we're also pushing for is we're pushing for an increase in availability of the student allowance. So in terms of the numbers, over the last 5 years, I think around 25,000 less students have had access to the student allowance. So now it's only 30% of students have access to it. So it's getting less and less, and so many more students are getting locked out of that. So we're pushing for an increase in access to the student allowance as well.
The government, I guess they haven't really shown any kind of sense that they're going to budge on this. I mean, you've mentioned that Minister Goldsmith has previously said he expects students to make their own financial contributions, and that seems to be kind of the general attitude, I guess, that if you're at university, you know, also work enough hours to support yourself, whether or not that's, you know, feasible. But I mean, are you at all discouraged?
Discouraged by the minister's comments?
Yeah, and just the progress that has been made.
Yeah, so I am discouraged, I think. You know, he says that he expects students to make some of their own financial contribution on top of the government support. But when you see that, you know, based on the UNITEC survey, that over half of full-time students are working more than 15 hours a week, that, you know, in my view, and I'm sure a number of academics' views, and actually the educators at UNITEC said this, that the balance, there's a tipping point here where the amount of time that you're devoting to part-time work affects your academic performance. So actually it's really affecting our outcomes in tertiary education, the number of hours that number of students have to work. I think, you know, another comment I would make in terms of being disheartened is the fact that, you know, I've been talking to a lot of news outlets this morning, and some of the comments have been really positive. We've had grandmothers and, you know, grandparents and parents saying, actually, yes, you know, I see the struggle. It's about time someone speaks up on it. But then you get these other comments around how, you know, we did it tough. It's, you know, stop being snowflakes. You know, a few years ago, we were talking about students living on two-minute noodles. This survey shows that one in six students regularly go without food. They go without those two-minute noodles. So it's actually the conversation has shifted and the cost of living has risen. So the struggle is much, much worse now than it was, you know, when those in that generation had free tertiary education.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te waia, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
That was the Union of Students Associations President Jonathan Gee speaking with me earlier this morning. Now, we've had some texts come in, some engagement
with
this story.
One person's talking about capping rents. Why should taxpayers pay more and more accommodation supplements, which is going directly to landlords who are already wealthy? That's a very good point, I think. And we've also had another text in about student allowances. Crikey, I better work longer hours so that I can pay for other people's life choices.
That's from Cheers Peter.
Cheers Peter, more freedom, less government.
Cheers Peter. We do thank you for your feedback. That's 5395.
Keep them coming in.
If you want to text in, or 309-3879 if you feel like giving us a call.
Right now, we also went out and spoke to some students to get their thoughts on the survey and the situation they find themselves in.
Is money a problem for you as a student?
Fuck yes.
So how do you balance that work, study, life? Is that quite difficult?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm balancing it right, but I go to uni during the day, I work at night, somehow get some income to afford some food and rent. Yeah.
Have you thought of ever dropping out of uni because you can't afford to continue in your current situation?
Yeah, the thought has passed my mind, but I would never commit to that.
What about food? Do you go without food?
I go day by day with, like, never no food, but sometimes two-minute noodles. Like, I guess that's real food.
What would you like to see done to, like, change the situation?
Free food? I don't know. It'd be nice to have something help.
Yeah,
some help.
Do you struggle to with living costs and
No, because I live with my parents over in the North Shore, and I highly depend on them. But I do feel bad that I can't really be independent because I don't really have the money to support myself.
Sure.
And being a full-time student, we don't really have that time to do those jobs and stuff. And I'm doing first year biomed, and there's a lot of pressure to get good grades. And so I have to spend a lot of time studying.
Have you considered dropping out of uni because of financial pressures?
No, just because my my parents are in a good financial position and supporting me. So I feel like I'm in a good place, but I just don't like how it's like that, how I have to be dependent on them still at this age, yeah.
Is money a constant struggle for you as a student?
Definitely. It's the reason why I still live at home and have to bus really far every day just to get to university, and it means I'm going to be in debt for a really long time as well.
Do you have to... How hard is it to like balance that work-study situation? Is that quite challenging?
Really challenging. I think it stops people from being able to put in their all into their study, and is really draining mentally for people as well as physically.
Have you ever considered dropping out of uni because your financial situation is just too challenging?
Yes, definitely.
What about going without food? Has it ever got that desperate?
No, thankfully I've never had to deal with that before.
Cool. They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire.
That was a group of students giving us their thoughts on their current situations and the struggle balancing financial situations, study and work. And we also spoke to AUSA President Will Matthews to get his perspective on the situation and the UniTech survey.
So I guess, what do you make of the survey then?
I don't think it's particularly surprising that they found that a large number of students are going without food or without eating properly to afford to be able to live. I couldn't comment on what the number at Auckland University is, but anecdotally I do know of students who have had to choose between topping up their hop card to get to university and affording to eat for the week.
Is it becoming more common, do you think?
Absolutely. As the cost of living rises, particularly with rental prices and associated increased rental transport costs that go with that, more and more students are having to cut corners and make sacrifices to survive and continue to study, which is appalling.
Do you find more students coming to AUSA to seek assistance, support, advice and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so AUSA Student Advice Hub, the number of cases we receive increases every year. So do the number of students accessing our food bank and all of our hardship and various other welfare grants as well.
What kind of things are the university doing to address these kinds of problems? Are they doing enough, do you think?
It's a tricky question because to an extent this is a student support issue, so therefore a government issue.
Sure.
A lot of opposition parties currently have free tertiary education policies, which is brilliant, but the real crisis at the moment is in that short-term student allowance, living cost, student loan area, and students aren't receiving enough each week to survive.
What would you like to see happen to kind of address some of these concerns?
Well, whatever government we have after this election needs to take dramatic steps to address the level of support currently available to students weekly. People have floated the idea of a universal student allowance or a universal basic income. That's brilliant, but anything that increases the amount of support available in weekly payments to students.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.